Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much. 25 years into this thing and about 25 pounds and some readers on me. and a lot less hair. Bob, you pretty much look the same youthful, healthy, smiling self there. But welcome to the show. We appreciate you being with us every week right here on the show. You can catch us on Twitter at Real Golf and download us where your favorite podcasts are found. We got a great show for you coming up. Mike Weir, International President's Cup captain, who will be taking those honors to his home country there in Canada, Royal Montreal. The side of his nice singles match win against Tiger Woods back in 2007. Where's he joins us coming up later this hour. And then on the back nine, hour number two, the caddy and his thoughts on the way the Tour Championship turned out, Scotty's big win, and of course, the new $6 million man. And we are talking about Scotty's caddy, Ted Scott.
Yep. $6 million man. Caddy called him Steve Austin.
Why not?
For those of you who remember that television show.
Or at least 45 like, years old.
Yes.
That's an, long that's time an ago. Old show. That's old for me,
yes,
and I'm 50.
Is. Yep. But, it's, you know, it's been a really good season. It was awesome to see Scotty, what he was able to do with his wins, his gold medal, win the Tour Championship after being the top guy leading going in to the Tour Championship the last 3 years, and he finally gets it done. So, it's been a great year so far. There's more to come, and golf's in a good place. I think golf is in a really good place.
Yeah, President's Cup to talk about, as we mentioned. We'll talk about some potential snubs there by the captain's picks. Jordan Spieth had wrist surgery. We'll tell you about that. We had another knee surgery there with Oberg. We got the match, the next version of the match. We got LIV and PGA Tour head-to-head, WWE style. It is on.
Yeah, I thought that was enticing. I thought that was really interesting that they came out and announced this. But Rory McIlroy and Scotty Scheffler against Bryson DeChambeau and Brooksy.
Wait, I thought Brooks and Bryson hated each other. They played against the match.
Oh, that's what they say.
See, that's what I said. It's WWE. The stuff's all fake. Yep.
It's all fabricated.
A lot of people reading a lot into this, and I got some responses to that. We'll talk about it. We're just getting started. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Stop what you're doing, because right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's cash in stores for free. You heard that right. This weekend is their Kohl's cash ultimate giveaway. Plus, get 3 days of deals in-store and online. Yep, you definitely don't want to miss this. So hurry to Kohl's today, before it's too late. Kohl's cash giveaway valid in-store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. While supplies last, ends September 8th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Big talk around the upcoming fall series events at Black Desert, the Black Desert Championship, and big news, Saturday's general admission tickets sold out. It's all gone. But go to blackdesertevents.com, get your tickets while they remain. There probably is still some VIP tickets available. That's the way to see it anyway. The grandstands that they have set up and the hospitality suites are unreal. The general admission areas, hey, it's not bad because you're going to be, there's fan villages with merchandise tents out there on the 16th. There's going to be shade and places to hang out and get food and beverage. The whole thing's going to be a great party out in the southern Utah desert, and it's something you're going to want to witness. History is, for the first time in 60 years, the PGA Tour returns to Utah at the Black Desert Championship. Find out more at blackdesertevents.com, and we appreciate you joining us. So speaking of events, I left off right there, and I'll go right to my thoughts. This match, and I feel bad even starting with this because I want to spend a lot of time on Scottie Scheffler and the year he's had. It's remarkable. It's historical. It's good stuff. But since I left off there, I think a lot of people are reading into this saying, LIV versus the PGA Tour. This is finally going to settle which tour is better. I mean, yeah. I got something to say about that.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. This is not. This is.
That's not what this is for.
I'm sorry, but this isn't going to say that the PGA Tour is better than LIV or vice versa. This isn't going to say that Rory and Scotty wish they had joined LIV or that Brooks and Bryson wish they hadn't left the PGA Tour. This isn't going to suggest that the PGA Tour and LIV have reached an agreement. It's going to mean none of that. I'll tell you what it might mean, though. You can read into the fact that they announced all this and it's not even official, but the players all themselves confirmed it. The one thing you could say is that the players are talking to the bigger powers that be and said, you know what? We all want to play together. We get it. We get it. The fans want us to all play together and we want to play together. And any kind of animosity, Rory, that he might have had against guys that left, any sort of a lack of loyalty or disrespect that was felt by the PGA Tour players that stayed towards those who left. I think they're saying, we get it. They made a bunch of money. That's what they chose to do. We stayed here. Guess what? We're all making a bunch of money. And at the end of the day, the health and everything of this needs to be together. And I think the LIV guys can probably go back and say, you know what? Man, that was kind of a rush to be part of this, you know, sort of rebellion. And man, those zeros, they just kept coming into the bank account. That was awesome. But I kind of miss playing where people care. And I kind of miss playing and winning events that mean something. So there's probably a little bit of both that going on, regardless of where you stand on it. And you know that Bob and I have been against the whole LIV thing. And, yeah. And I said from the very beginning of all this, the number one problem that I had, one, I think disloyalty, I'm not a fan. I'm a loyal guy, so I don't like disloyalty. Two, though, is golf is a small piece of the sports pie. You exactly. don't want to fracture it up. It's like, hey, here's a really awesome dessert, but we're just giving you a bite of it. And by the way, before you can take a bite, your wife reaches in with the fork and takes half of it away, right? And you're just like, oh, this is just not what I was hoping it would be. This isn't not quite all that I wanted it to be. And so I think the fracturing is the big, the fans are the losers on the fracturing part that don't get to see the best players play together. So that's my take on that. That said, I do think this will be a very, I think this will be a welcomed addition to the series that has been called The Match. And you have four professional golfers that I think are going to be, I think this one probably moved the needle for TNT if they in fact have the broadcast rights.
Yeah. And it has not been announced yet exactly when it's going to be other than in December. Most people are thinking mid-December, but yeah, or the format of what they're going to play. Maybe it's going to be like alternate shot for nine holes and best ball for nine holes, or just straight best ball or scramble or whatever. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be compelling. It's going to be fun to watch. It's not, I don't think so. I think it'll be a best ball type of a format. And I think it's going to be fun to watch, especially during December when we don't have a lot of golf going on at that point in time. And we're getting ready for the year to kick off in January. So they have not announced the venue yet where it's going to be held at other than in Las Vegas. And, but four great players. Yeah, I understand why they did Scotty and Rory. Rory was the one that was holding the torch for the PGA Tour for quite a long time regarding LIV. But and you would, of course, Bryson with winning the U.S. Open Championship this year, and Brooks with the PGA Championship last year, and Scotty with winning the Masters. It's going to be a really fun event to watch, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, you could say, well, why these guys? I don't know. They picked two guys that said yes. Who's to say that Xander or, you know, other people maybe right. didn't want to do it? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I'm not suggesting Xander was offered and didn't. But, again, let's not forget that regardless of the players, they're going to have their AirPods in their ear. Charles Barkley's going to be talking at them while they're hitting.
Yep.
They're going to be laughing and giggling and having a goofy time. So this is not going to be this Ryder Cup match that we kind of maybe in
or like they're playing in a major.
Yeah, but that's your first thought, right? Oh my gosh, these guys are such great players. They're going to be out for blood, you know. They're going to go. Nope. They're not. It's going to be silly. It's silly season stuff. That's okay. Just it's set your be good expectations. For the game. Yeah, set your expectations. So anyway, yep. there's my little diatribe on that. But let us know what you think at Real Golf. Love to get your thoughts. If you disagree, I'm okay with that. I want to hear why. Scotty Scheffler. You know what? I think this kid's going to be pretty good, Bob.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
What a three-year run. Seven wins, first time on the PGA Tour since Tiger Woods did it back in 2007. So we're talking 17 years ago. And, you know, here comes Scotty. It's remarkable. Now, I'll give you the fact that a lot of people are they're already like, I know he did not shoot the lowest score for the four rounds they played at Eastlake, but that wasn't the way the game was set up. So no. I have no problem still giving him a win for the week, given that he participated in the parameters that he was asked to participate in. It's hard for me to suggest that he might not have shot a shot or two better if that's what he needed to do to win. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, when you look at it, Thigala and Zander,
Morikawa,
shot lower than Scotty did. But that's not the point. They didn't win the match. Morikawa shot 22 under, Thagala 21 under, Scheffler 20 under, and yet it was a four-shot win by Scotty because he started at 10 under par. Morikawa started six shots back.
Yes. So that's the interesting thing about this whole format with the Tour Championship is there's got to be some relevance for the season as you've played. And this is the way they figured it out. They figured it out with the staggered start, start at 10 under par with Scottie Scheffler. And you go down the list as to what the guys start at with their points based on the FedEx Cup points for the year. And Scottie, like you said, played it under the way that the game was set up. And all the players played it under the way the game was set up. They knew what it was going to be going in for the top 30 players. And you go and you play the best you can. And we've seen guys come from behind and win, especially the last couple of years with Scotty starting out at first. It's not a given that the guy in first is going to win the golf tournament, even though he's got a two-shot lead. But Scottie Scheffler played some great golf and was able to get it done this year when he hasn't been able to get it done in the past. He shot 65, 66, 66, 67, shot 30 under par, 20 under par for the week, and ended up winning the Tour Championship.
Yeah, it's not a foregone conclusion to your point. He's one for three in pole position. And if you just look at the leaderboard, Xander Schauffele was two shots back starting at eight under par, and he tied for fourth with Russell Henley, who started at six shots behind Xander, and Adam Scott that started five shots behind Xander.
Yes.
And he got beat by Seiya Thagala, who started five shots behind Xander, and Colin Morikawa, who started four shots behind Xander. So the point is I don't know how else you do it to give relevancy to the season, if that's what you're wanting to do. That pole position, the only advantage you have is to give him a couple shots, and that's what he did, and that's what it took to win. So, again, hats off, Scottie Scheffler, phenomenal deal. We'll talk more about that coming up next, as well as some of the other stories, including the President's Cup. Who's in, who's out, and thoughts on the picks. Stay tuned. More of the show next.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for joining us here. Brian and Bob with you on Real Golf Radio. I'll just say this. It's okay that some people don't like giving somebody a win when they didn't shoot the lowest four scores for that week. Right. I can appreciate that. That's very traditional. But there are other... there are other types of events that have a variance, is that the right word, to the traditional rules of golf.
Sure.
Match play, for instance. You don't have to putt out. Or you pick up if you hit it out of bounds or something and you've lost the hole. I mean, there's different things that go on. This one has its unique variance, and I guess that's I don't have a problem with it. It's, if we went to this where whoever wore the yellow jersey for the year started always a couple shots ahead of the field, well, that's too much. But for one event for of the year to give credence to what you've done for the and earned for the whole entire season, I'm okay with that. I suppose it's somewhat akin to winning home field advantage or home court advantage based on your record in the regular season. Now that you're in the playoffs, you don't start up by a touchdown or a field goal. I get that in football, but you do potentially get home field advantage. And there's people over the years statistically have said home field advantage or home court advantage is worth so many points or whatever. And I think that's kind of how you have to translate that to golf.
Yeah. You just have to make validity to the season, validity to the whole year. And Scottie Scheffler was absolutely the best player all year long going into the event, having won six times and a gold medal. And because of that, he got that two shot lead going, and everybody staggered all the way down to zero. There are guys that were starting the week that had shots as well. They just didn't have as many as Scottie Scheffler was concerned. And yet they were right there up at the top of the leaderboard as well.
Scotty holding that number one spot for the final 25 weeks of the season since the completion of the Arnold Palmer. I mean, that's the longest streak to end the season in the FedEx Cup Championship since its inception back in 2007. That's pretty remarkable stuff. And by the way, he's 103rd consecutive week at world number one, Bob. Not quite Tiger level there, but still pretty good.
281 for Tiger consecutive weeks at world number one.
Ooh.
281 and 683 weeks total at world number one. That's crazy.
We like to talk about those windows. How about that window? Oh, my gosh.
That was a big one.
That's the whole side of the house wide open.
And the front and the back, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Sheesh. Tiger. Unreal. All right. So Team USA, let's go to the President's Cup.
Okay.
Captain Jim Furyk announcing his picks. Bobby just went straight chalk. What was your initial reaction when you saw that?
Well, I thought that was kind of interesting that they went straight down the numbers. And, you know, you got guys that weren't picked that had been in the mix before. Justin Thomas, most notably, the one that they said got a snub. I don't see it as a snub. I just think the other guys played better than he did. But Keegan Bradley, because of his win, you know, there in Colorado, he gets in. He gets in. Sam Burns played well the last couple of weeks. He gets in. Tony Finau, because of his play over the summer, he gets in. Brian Harman's still there. Russell Henley's still there. And Max Homa still there. I was blown away. Max Homa 4-0-0 in the President's Cup competition. So he's a great guy to be on the team. And you talked about him last week saying that he should be on the team as well. But yes, straight down from 7 to number 12. And I think that's really some good picks because these guys all, for the most part, have been playing pretty decent.
So Jim Furyk gets a lot of criticism because he went straight chalk. And yet, if he hadn't and passed over some people
right.
that had earned their spot on that list, then he would be criticized for why did you skip this guy and go with that guy. But because he didn't do that, he's getting criticized by why did you stay go chalk instead of picking this guy. And JT's the great example, right? I mean, Zach Johnson got roasted for having it
yes.
the good old boys club last year and leaving Keegan Bradley off the Ryder Cup team and going with JT, who wasn't in the top 12. Now Jim Furyk picks the top 12, including those names you just mentioned.
Yep.
It didn't include JT, and he's getting called a snub and criticized for not picking JT. So I don't know why JT is that guy that's polarizing, but one of the stories I like to read, the daily read, the morning read, whatever, that get the newsletter that I get, Alex Maselli and others write in that thing, and I kind of had to chuckle that he's on the Ryder Cup committee, they said, and he's earned his spot on that team because this is the first time he hasn't been in a team competition since, I think they said 2017 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This team looks very different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you go back to Whistling Straits and the Ryder Cup and the domination of that team at Whistling Straits.
Yep.
We said, look out. This team... America has found a team, and they are going to roll for years. Half those guys aren't even on the team anymore. Now,
right.
some of them chose to go to Live, which kind of disqualified them, especially
That's
from a
correct.
President's Cup competition. But that said, look, you know, Speed just had wrist surgery. JT didn't make the team. So you got no Speed, no JT. DJ's gone. Bryson's gone. Brooks is gone. You know, all that stuff's out. And so you got this whole new team that consists of Scotty and Xander, like undisputably the number one or two players in the world. And then you got Morikawa, who hasn't won this year. Wyndham Clark's win came as a 54-hole shortened event at Pebble Beach because of weather.
Right.
Cantlay hasn't won. Thigala's having a great year, but more of a Thigala, and he's a rookie year. Burns hasn't had a great year. Finau's had an okay year. Henley's had a good year for Henley. Keegan Bradley's had a phenomenal year for Keegan Bradley and just won recently, so good for him. And by the way, I think I'm happy for him. We talked a lot about Keegan last week.
I agree.
Brian Harman hasn't done much. And Max Homa hasn't had a year that Max has had, right, over the last couple of years. He was hotter last
year. Other than playing great at the Masters earlier and but losing out on winning that event to Scotty.
Those guys, in my opinion, that's not the unbeatable Team USA that we have seen in years past.
No, it's not.
Historically, the international team is not. They've only won once in all the years. One time.
Yep.
But Captain Weir.
And tied once, and that's it.
Weirsy's got an opportunity this year. I'm telling you.
He sure does.
And I'm not saying that. I'm not going to be like, hey, don't at me and be like, look, Team USA won. They're supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't the strongest Team USA that I've seen. And I think this international team is. Now let's switch gears. I'm going to talk to Weirsy about this, Bob. Weirsy didn't pick the five Canadians that were right there. In fact, he went over a couple of Canadians to pick Siwoo and Minwoo, right? So when you look at that, Weirsy could have been... Now, he's getting criticized for not taking more Canadians and just jam-pack that whole thing with mail, like I said. Just stuff it with maple leaves. Let's go. Home field advantage.
Let's go five.
Baby.
All five.
But if he does that, it's almost a little short-sighted, isn't it? It's like, okay, that's the easy answer. And you'll hear him talk about this, but... He went with the analytics, and he didn't necessarily go just with his heart on the Canadian side of things because there's more to winning it than just home crowd advantage, right? You've got to have teams that pair well together and yada, yada. So I look at – I don't know. I just – Trevor Immelman had a system. He elevated what has been done in the past, and I just think that if they keep building on that, this international team's going to break through.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the interesting thing is that my dad, when my dad played his Ryder Cups – you had to make your way onto the team by points, period. End of report. It was points all the way along. There were no captain's picks. Top 12 made it. If you finished top 10 in a PGA Tour event, that's how you acquired points. You had to finish top 10s. Now, you didn't shuffle up four top tens. If there was somebody from Europe or Great Britain that was in between there, or three guys in between there, guess what? You didn't get points for being the low 10 U.S. players. It was a very strict criteria to be able to get on that team, and it was almost like it really promoted or showed that the better players, or the guys that were playing the best, were the guys that made it onto the team. So for in an age where you get the top six and then you get six captains picks, I thought it was very refreshing that Captain Furyk then went chalk, as you said, down through 7 through 12. That's the way the team would have been based on the criteria during my dad's age. And those guys really gelled together and played some really good golf in the Ryder Cup. So I think that's going to be pretty good for what is going on with this competition against the international team.
I can buy that. There's a little more pressure to make it an entertaining event for TV.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've necessarily left off big names that will hurt this that way. Anyway, we'll talk about that. And coming up next, Mike Weir, the captain himself, right here on Real Golf Radio.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu, featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Mozzarella Fries, Fiery Chicken Fries, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. The menu is a fiery take on your BK favorites, with spice levels from mild to wild, offering something for everyone so all spice lovers can truly have it their way. Start with spice level 1 with Fiery Strawberry and Sprite. Sprite taken up a notch with a Fiery Strawberry Puree for a refreshing sip with just enough kick to leave you wanting more. Add Fiery Mozzarella Fries or Fiery Chicken Fries to your meal for extra flavor and heat. True spice seekers should look no further than the Fiery Bacon Royal Crispy Chicken. At spice level 5, this sandwich features a crispy white meat breast fillet coated with fiery glaze and topped with crispy fiery seasoned bacon, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and creamy fiery sauce on a toasted bun. To find your nearest restaurant and learn more about the Fiery Menu, please visit www.bk.com. Limited time only.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need, and now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more you print,
the more I save?
Right.
So if I print $600 worth of signs,
you save $180.
Ooh, and if I print $1 million worth, I'd save...
No clue, but I'm thinking there are a lot of zeros.
Now at Staples, the more you print, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Plus, you save even more with hundreds of hot deals throughout the store. Ends 9/7, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio, and we're really excited. Obviously, some big news coming up. We got the President's Cup in Montreal, and international captain Mike Weir made his picks along with Jim Furyk for Team USA, as we've been talking about, and really pleased to welcome in the captain himself, the 2003 Masters champ, a good friend of ours, Mike Weir, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Weirzy, how's it going, bud?
Going well, BT, Bob. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you, and thanks for taking a few minutes. First of all, it's, what are we, just less than 2 weeks away. And mm-hmm. how long, when did you get the nod for captain? How long's it been?
That's been pretty close to 2 years, probably a year. You know, it's probably sometime in October of, I guess, 22. So just shy of 2 years.
And looking back on it now, has it gone by fast or slow? I mean, this has got to be a major, you know, a major commitment and a lot of effort and time put on by you.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think the last few months has kind of flown by. At the beginning, you know, it was kind of intermittent here and there in early 2023 and kind of started ramping up towards the summer of 2023 and into the fall. And shoot, the last few months has really been action packed and a lot of things to tidy up and button up before we get there to Montreal at the end of the month.
So you've been involved in the President's Cup for quite a while, with playing not only in President's Cups and competing, beating Tiger there at Royal Montreal in your singles match, but also as a vice captain. How much does that play into helping you to get to the next level as far as a captain is concerned?
Yeah, I think it's helped a lot, Bob. I think the last, you know, being part of three different captains, you know, with Nick Price in 2017 and New York, and then Ernie and Australia, and then Trevor last time in Charlotte, learned a lot from those guys. There's a lot of continuity going. We have a system that we believe in, and, you know, to try to continue that has been, kind of take it and move it forward even hopefully better. It's kind of been my goal. And so it was very helpful to be part of those three other teams as an assistant captain, learn from those guys and learn from, you know, kind of our methodology behind picks and pairings and all that kind of stuff. So that's been very helpful. And then to be able to lean on guys as my assistant captains, you know, Ernie and Trev and Camillo and Jeff, been very helpful too.
That's a fun group. I just like to hang out with that group and talk golf. Like that's a good group.
We are fun.
That's awesome. Hey, speaking of fun, like, it's such a big deal, right? Obviously you're Canadian, although we like to claim you here in Utah, but you're Canadian and you're captaining there in Canada. You've got three Canadians that you picked. Bob and I've talked about it over the last few months. We were sort of like thinking you should just stack all five of them in there.
Let's just
rally the home, like all Maple Leafs everywhere you could see. Right. I mean, I felt like that would have been like the key thing. Talk us through what your strategy is in your picks there and how you'll use those three Canadians, especially with that home field advantage, that home course advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I heard quite a bit of that as we were kind of nearing the picks. Come on, where's you just pick all the Canadians, you know? But, you know, it's a big international community, and I said from the get-go, this isn't Team Canada, it's Team International, and I had to be fair and you know, kind of really take in the depth of the pairings and our top six that made it. That's one thing, who pairs up well with them, using all our analytics on the different gut player strengths and maybe some of their weaknesses and how they match up, how the golf course matches up for the guys. There's so many little things. There's obviously gut feel too on guys, but you know, look, I mean, picking three Canadians, the most Canadians we've ever had in a President's Cup, which is great for the Canadian fans. When I played there in 2007, I was the only one. So to have three, you know, Canadian golf's in a great spot. We have a lot of great players that were in the mix, which was great, but it's still a shame that, you know, Adam and Nick didn't make the team. I was heartbroken to have to call those guys. It was really probably the most difficult part of the job for me, because I've always looked at those guys as, you know, a lot of respect for those guys and always wish them the best. I'm cheering for them every week. So call them and tell them they didn't make it was really, really tough. But we have three great Canadian players, Corey, Taylor Pendrith, and Mackenzie Hughes. They'll be used, you know, quite a bit, I suspect, and, you know, get the crowd going. I think the crowd's going to be really behind all our guys, but of course they're going to be, you know, a little more so for the Canadian guys when they step out on that first tee. So, we got some great pairings, you know, hopefully it lines up that two of the Canadians actually a pair at some point. I'm hoping that happens. And, yeah, hopefully they have a great week and that can really spur our team.
So I'm just going to ask you a general question. You don't have to get in depth as far as how the analytics are played out with each individual player and that kind of thing. But what do you use those analytics for, and what might they show as far as pairings and that kind of stuff?
Well, maybe I'll say it like this. I guess, you know, back in my era of playing, you know, there was obviously back then it was 10 automatic qualifiers. There's only two picks, so it was a little bit different on the picks. But really the pairing back then was like a gut feel by the captain. Oh, Mike, you look like you'd pair well with Retief Goosen or Ernie. And we just kind of say, well, Ernie Els is long, you're a little bit shorter and straighter, Mike, let's pair you two guys together. Maybe we'll ham and egg it that way. So now there's a lot more data that is compiled. I mean, all sports are data driven so much now, but we use that to, you know, again, for helping our pairings, for helping it help for the picks, because we have our top six that are in there, and then we start looking at match guys that would really pair with those top six. And, you know, I'm not going to say there's weaknesses on the other guys that didn't make the team, but there was just maybe some more strengths that lined up more with our top six that we believed as a team, our analytics team, or the other captains that we really liked. And then we looked at some of the guys had played some President's Cups before. And when they've done that, I'll say Siwoo Kim, he was riding on the cusp with the other guys, but when he's got in there, you know, he took on Justin Thomas in Charlotte head to head and beat him in the singles. And he's just, he's a gutty competitor. He might be kind of quiet, but when he gets in those big moments, he's up for it. So you start looking at those kind of things along with the analytics, and then you can start to help you make a decision, I should say.
Yeah, and that's there's a lot that goes in there. Mike Weir joining us here ahead of the President's Cup. And when you, as a captain, and you've been, again, you've delved into, you've been part of this, golf's a little bit different in a lot of ways, but similar to other sports. When you're sitting there with your team and you're having conversations, I'm kind of future projecting here, and you're in the locker room, you're ready to go out and, you know, you're doing your pregame speech, whatever it happens to be, there's historically these really moving, you know, speeches that coaches make, inspiring words and whatnot, to try to get their players to really rise to the occasion and seize the moment. And then there's others that just like, hey, you know what you're doing. You've prepared your whole life to be here. Just go do it. What's your philosophy generally when it comes to that? Is there some ways that you can help these guys, or is it, hey, these guys know what they're doing, we just need to pair them properly and give them the ability to go perform? Just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, that's a great question, BT. I think, you know, I'm trying to be true to who I am, and I lead with my heart quite a bit when I play. And so I'll lean into that a little bit tournament week. We've also done some things when we were at Royal Montreal last week. I had Doug Armstrong, who's the GM of the St. Louis Blues and was also the GM of Team Canada for the upcoming Olympics in 2026. And we had John Cooper, the coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and who's Stanley Cup winning coach and also Team Canada's head coach. And just listening to those guys talk about leadership and bringing guys together, you know, you think of a coach like John Cooper who has to bring Swedes and Russians and Czechoslovakians and Americans and Canadians together on a team and down there in Tampa, and to kind of create a bond and create something to make a Stanley Cup run. And it was interesting to hear his ideas around that and, you know, talk to our team about that. So I brought some other voices in as well as my own voice, but then you have guys like Ernie and Trevor and Jeff and Camillo and guys that can speak up, and we have team leaders in our locker room. We have one big team leader, Adam Scott. You know, this is the 11th President's Cup, and he commands the room. Guys respect Adam, still his age, 44, still playing the kind of golf that he's playing. Kind of had a nice resurgence this summer. The guys really look up to Adam, and Adam's just such a well-rounded person and natural leader that it makes my job a little bit easier, that I don't have to say a speech every day. I don't have to get up there and do that. Other guys will. And so I guess that's a long-winded answer of saying I'll do some of that, but there's other guys that will as well.
You know, it's interesting. You've got what, five countries represented, or five or six countries represented your team? Like you said, the Canadians, you got Australia, Korea, South Africa. The U.S. team doesn't have that. They've all got U.S. players. I thought it was kind of interesting that they went from 7 to 12 as far as their picks and didn't really include anybody else like Jordan, because he was getting his wrist done, but Justin Thomas or any of those others that had played in the past. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't really realize till a couple of days after that he had just gone straight down the list. And but you know, Jim's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. And sure, there's some guys that you can look and say, oh, maybe we thought maybe he was going to pick him and or another guy here and there. But you know, look, they've got a great team, 12 great players, and we've got a tall task to get our team over the hump. But yeah, interesting. I think anytime you're looking at different pairings, it causes guys to, you know, have those discussions, conversations, debates about, you know, what should have been done and all that kind of stuff. So I'll leave that to the Twitterverse and all that kind of stuff. I'll stay out of that.
Having gone through the six picks, are you more of a, would you like it to be more chalk, you know, where maybe you only had the two or the four picks, or does that really help you set your team up the way you feel like you need to with having more picks as a captain?
Yeah, that was our decision as a team to go from eight automatics and four picks to 6 and 6, just so we had a little more flexibility, especially after, you know, what happened in 2022. With guys leaving last minute to live, and Trev was in a tough spot and had to go down the list. And we just thought, you know, as a team, we, you know, generally we haven't been as deep as the U.S. side. So if we have a little more flexibility and we see certain trends of players that we can interchange, certainly it's, you know, in the big scheme of things, it, you know, I think it's better for our guys. It's, I guess as a captain, it's easier if it was 10 automatics, you only had to make two picks. It's a little bit harder, that process of doing it, but it gives us the flexibility. And I think in the long run, it's good. I mean, you look at the list of our top, let's say 16 guys off just the world ranking, and that's how we used it. We debated whether to go like kind of a weighted system of, you know, the second half of this year to weight those events, maybe a little more heavily to give guys an edge. But then we decided, you know what, that stuff gets a little bit confusing. Let's just go off the world ranking for our top six. And then, you know, obviously there's talk about who should have been picked or maybe not, because you're just looking off the world ranking. But that's our criteria for those next picks aren't world ranking. There's so many other factors for the picks.
So about the golf course, Royal Montreal, A lot of you guys have played it, and a lot of these guys have played it. What types of things are going to be beneficial for either team on this golf course, and what can they take advantage of?
Yeah, Royal Montreal, I would say, is just a very traditional golf course. I don't know if it favors one player or the other. Bob, I think it's a player that's well-rounded, that can shape the ball either way. There's some dog-leg rights and lefts. There's some very strong par fours, the third and fourth hole, the 11th hole, 16, 18, very, very strong par fours, but there's some scoreable fours and reachable fives. So I think it has a great mix out there. The greens have some really good contours. I think the course will be in tremendous shape. They're shutting down member play. Actually, today I think is the last day the members can play. So, good 2 weeks of play, of no play on the golf course. So it'll be in really good condition. Yeah, it's tough to say. I think Tim Clark won the last Canadian Open there, who wasn't a long player, and Jim Furyk was in the mix as well there. So, it just, you know, not long players. So I think anyone can play it. And I think to me that's a sign of a great golf course. And you know, strategy is going to be a big importance. Obviously, length's always a factor and is a big asset if you have it, but you're going to need to hit some fairways out there.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, any little surprises or things you've got in store for the players and fans upon arrival that you can share with us?
I think the overall fan experience is the same trend in golf, like that maybe you've seen at Ryder Cups and things, that it's more fan friendly. There'll be music playing. The first tee atmosphere will be loud and energetic. I think interactively, they have a lot of things going on around the golf course. They've got a lot of things going on around downtown. And for some of your listeners who have never been to Montreal, it's just such an amazing city. You know, it's great culture there, great food. It's it feels like Europe inside of Canada. You got these old cobblestone streets and old town Montreal. Might hit your credit card hard if you bring your wives there, because they'll do some serious shopping there if you bring them. But it's just a great town, and I think you'd really enjoy it if people go up and watch us play, and then you have the whole downtown interactive experience. There'll be concerts going on downtown, all kinds of things. So it's going to be really fun. Celebration of golf, so to speak.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you the best. Just like in, we don't typically root for the other guys, but in this case, you're one of our guys, so we're certainly going to be cheering that way and wishing you the best for sure. And, we're sure proud of you and what you're doing. Hey, by the way, just real quick, I asked you this before we came on the air, but looks like we'll get to watch you up close and personal. The PGA Tour returns to the state of Utah for the first time in 60 years at the Black Desert Championship here in about a month, and you're going to be in the field. You're going to be teeing it up, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited to be in the field. I've been down to Black Desert a couple times. Really fun golf course to play. I think all the players are going to love flying there, and a lot of them visiting St. George for the first time. And they've got a lot of fun things planned. You guys were telling me off air about what they have going on down there. And it's just as the years go on, I think it's a 5-year deal down there. This thing's going to keep getting bigger and better every year. But excited to be in the field. It's a golf course that I can play. You don't have to be super long to score well out there. So might hopefully bring my A game and have a chance to win that thing.
I love it. By the way, Wiersey's got the course record from the tips down there in Black Desert. So definitely can play well. I think that was like your first look at it maybe too, Mike. That's pretty good. So.
I think it was, yeah.
So probably going to have a bunch of
those. I didn't know where the trouble was and just blindly hit driver everywhere. And now I know where it all is. Maybe.
Yeah. No, pedal down, man. Pedal down. So, hey, wishing you the best, Mike. We really appreciate your time. Certainly it's going to be exciting for you. Well-deserved honor to be the captain, and we wish you all the best, bud.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
You got it. Mike Weir, International President's Cup captain, coming up in a couple of weeks. We're excited for that opportunity, and the team he's put together should be a great show. We'll be tuning in to watch that and talking more about it here on Real Golf Radio. More of the show continues next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's week two, college football picks time, and we are 1-0, courtesy of the USC Trojans last Sunday night. Currently, we find Georgia Tech holding down the number 23 spot in the latest AP poll, thanks to their wins over Florida State and Georgia State. They travel to Syracuse Saturday to face an orange squad, coming off a 38-22 opening week win over Ohio for new Syracuse head coach Fran Brown, who is considered to be one of the top recruiters in the country, which has many in upstate New York very bullish on the future of this program. Quarterback Kyle McCord had a career day for Syracuse, throwing for 354 yards and four touchdowns versus the Bobcats. If the defense tightens up as we expect, look for the orange plus three to take down the visiting Rambling Wreck in week two on the college football card. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell. It's presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly at AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Well, the days of summer are winding down and it feels like fall. Why? Because footballs are flying in the air. And no truer is that sentiment than what will unfold Saturday afternoon, 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern Time, CBS, the annual Cy-Hawk rivalry. Big 12, Iowa State taking on Big 10, Iowa. Kirk Ferentz sat out last week, a suspension of all things. Matt Campbell employed a vanilla offense as Iowa State took care of North Dakota. Oh, by the way, the Hawks scored 40 points in a blowout win at home against Illinois State. Look for a low-scoring game, but maybe higher scoring than we've seen in recent years. I do like Iowa State's defense to possibly turn the tables on the Hawkeyes at Kinnick Stadium. Sports in 60 with a football pick. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stop what you're doing, because right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's cash in stores for free. You heard that right. This weekend is their Kohl's cash ultimate giveaway. Plus, get 3 days of deals in store and online. Yep, you definitely don't want to miss this. So hurry to Kohl's today, before it's too late. Kohl's cash giveaway valid in store only, redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply, while supplies last, ends September 8th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders. Raiders receiver Davante Adams pushed back on the claims that former NFL wideout DeSean Jackson made, saying that Adams wasn't happy as a member of the Raiders. At Wednesday's practice, Adams said, quote, "The facts are the facts, and that is not a fact," end quote. The Raiders take on the Chargers this Sunday to open the season. Chargers QB Justin Herbert says his foot is back to 100% and doesn't expect any issues this weekend. Broncos rookie quarterback Bo Nix has been voted as one
one of the team's captains. He's ready for his first pro start against the Seahawks at Lumen Field on Sunday. A 17-year-old has been arrested and charged with attempted murder in the shooting of 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall. Pearsall was released on Sunday from the hospital and was back at the team facility on Monday. Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome in. It is the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Pleasure to be with you each and every week here on the show. Thank you so much to Mike Weir, who joined us in hour number one. The captain, getting ready a couple weeks away. His home country, Royal Montreal. Man, the President's Cup's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch.
Watch out, really, Team USA. Really, that's all I can say. Watch out.
Yep.
You remember how inspiring Trevor Immelman was as the captain last time? I mean, he won us over. We have cuts of Immelman, man. I was ready to go like fight for that guy. Like, he's inspiring. He wasn't even, you know, wasn't even captain in the team I was rooting for, my country, right? But man, that guy gained a lot of respect for Immelman that week. And, you know, Ernie Els was there as a vice. Weirzy was there as a vice. So he was in that. He saw it. He soaked it all up. And then you heard him talk about bringing all the different coaches together and how they've, you know, in the NHL, put a team together with players from all different countries, created a Stanley Cup winning team. So, yeah, really, really, really good stuff. Thanks, Weirzy, for that. If you missed it, definitely check it out. Post it on X at Real Golf or in the podcast section under Real Golf Radio. So, yeah, good stuff. Still to come, America's favorite caddy will join us coming up here in hour number two. We got to get his thoughts on Ted Scott, the new $6 million man, eh?
Woo. Eh? You throwing that in because we're going to Canada in a few weeks?
You see what I did there? Huh? Just seeing if you're paying attention.
I like that. You didn't. I like that. So, you didn't throw that in to Mike.
I didn't. Hey, no. Well,
hey. Mike doesn't talk that way.
He doesn't. And I didn't want to
hear his accent a little bit every once in a while. But he doesn't do the A very much.
Yeah. I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ted Scott, holy moly. Okay. 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, Scotty Scheffler goes to him and says, well, I want you to caddy for me. And has Scotty been on a tear ever since? It's wonderful. Wonderful.
Caddy says that there is much more than just a carry the bag relationship. Well, we know that, but I mean, he plays a bigger role. I believe the caddy said that he plays a bigger role than what most caddies play on the success of their player.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is saying a lot. And Teddy's a good dude, man. Both of them are.
Might he give Steve Williams a run as best caddy by the time it's all said and done?
Definitely could.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll see. Hey, we got to get into that. We've also got, again, talking season review, Solheim Cup, President's Cup, much more. Stay tuned.
stop what you're doing. Because right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's cash in stores for free. You heard that right. This weekend is their Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway. Plus, get 3 days of deals in-store and online. Yep, you definitely don't want to miss this. So hurry to Kohl's today, before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in-store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. While supplies last, ends September 8th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertevents.com to find out about the PGA Tour returning to Utah for the first time in 60 years. And that's where you can find tickets, hospitality, VIP experiences available at blackdesertevents.com. By the way, just found out that general admission tickets are sold out for Saturday's third round. So there's still tickets available, at least as we speak, but you might want to get there quickly and grab the ones you can. BlackDesertEvents.com. That's BlackDesertEvents.com. And again, thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio, looking back at the year in review. And when you think year in review, Bob, you have to go straight to one Scottie Scheffler, seven times a winner on the PGA Tour, including the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. And by the way, you add that all up, $64 million and change for Scottie Scheffler. Unreal season. He pretty much did it all, didn't he? Including a gold medal and a green jacket. Yep. Those are a couple nice things to get.
Yeah. And they, you know what? The buttons on the green jacket are gold as well. So they match. It will be interesting to see.
Oh, yeah. That goes together.
Oh, yeah. If he wears the green jacket and the gold medal to the champions dinner.
You know what? That image sounds amazing. And if it was someone else, maybe. But there is zero chance. Zero Scotty would ever do that.
No doubt.
The guy drives old Suburban he drove in college, at least. He's replaced it by now, but at one point in time, right? I mean, he's not. There's no way.
How about posing for the picture with his wife and his son sitting in the FedEx Cup? I thought that was pretty cool, too.
And I thought to myself, the kid is a few months old, and he's set. He's set. That, you know, they say
he
that there
is, like you said, Seth.
Yeah, yeah, there's born with a silver spoon. How about born in a Tiffany silver cup? That's pretty good too.
Oh my. Yep. And he's been at every event. Their son has been at every event that Scotty's won.
Since his birth.
Since his birth. Yeah. Cool stuff.
I will say that I do kind of, as far as trophies go, I love that Tiffany
FedEx. Oh, of course you love Tiffany.
Yeah. Well, it's kind
you're all about Tiffany.
I kind of like, well, I like buying my wife's Tiff stuff from Tiff. But anyway.
Yeah. And your daughters.
Don't give all my secrets away, Bob.
I won't.
But
I won't. Just a few.
But I kind of like that Calamity Jane that they used to hand out for the winner of the Tour Championship at East Lake. You know, Bobby Jones.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of cool. Like, I don't know. I guess you can't separate it. I know that's still a crux, right? I know there's so many guys, sports media, golf media, I should say, and golf fans who just have a hard time accepting that Scottie Scheffler shot it. Two shots worse for the week than Morikawa and a shot worse than Thigala and yet still was proclaimed the winner. I can see that. Like I don't pretend to not see it. But that's when you line them up, if you will, at that week, these are the rules. This is the way it's set up. This is the goal. And Scotty did it, right?
Yeah.
So
that's right.
It's not like he cheated. It's not like he did something he shouldn't have, or that he should somehow be ashamed or embarrassed to accept this as a win. It is what it is. And within the parameters given, he won. And so I just don't have the problem with it. I can see why some do. I get that. And I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. I just don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think what they really don't like about the whole situation is that they're spotting guys' strokes. Scotty, like you said, he played under the rules of what the competition was for the Tour Championship, and he ended up winning. He played under the rules the 2 years prior also and did not win.
Yeah.
So having said that, he's lost it twice, but he's won it once and has competed fairly under those rules, which the Tour has determined that it was going to be, and this time he won. Absolutely.
Amazing stuff. 68, the scoring average of 68 blows my mind.
For the year.
Yeah, for a whole season. To maintain
68.01. Yep.
That's remarkable. I mean,
it's amazing.
Yep. We did a whole show on scoring averages over the years, and there were only a couple that hit the 68s at all, let alone 68.01. I mean, jeez. That's some.
Yeah, I sent that text to you and the caddy earlier in the week. It was a picture of Scotty, and was breaking down his shots and everything that he was able to do. So he won 62,228,357 per start. He won $3.2 million per start. Mm. Okay, per round, $829,000. Per hole, $46,000, and per shot, $12,000.
$12,000 a shot.
$12,000 a shot for the year. That's a pretty good year. $12,000 a shot. Hey, get me on the golf course. I want to hit a shot. There's 12. Oh,
and yet, amazing. And yet you need to have the fewest to make the most.
Okay.
Right? Fewer shots to make the most money.
That's right. That's right.
It's not like it's $12,000 a shot. Let me go hit five of them on this hole.
Yeah.
Give me that 60.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Pretty crazy.
Hey,
it's good stuff.
Let's do this real quick exercise, Bob. Team USA versus the Team International.
Okay.
We just go straight up head to head just for fun here. You got Scotty Scheffler versus Hideki Matsuyama. I'm just going straight down the list here of how they listed them on. Scotty, you're picking Scotty, right?
Yep.
But I can see a scenario where Hideki beats him. Hideki's a freaking gamer, dude. He's no joke.
He is.
And that guy, you never know, right? That guy could just come up with some stuff, right? So, right. Mm-hmm. And could Scotty have a letdown at the President's Cup? Nobody would.
Yeah.
Nobody would blame him.
Will.
No, but nobody would blame him if he did, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Scotty is a much different player now than he was 2 years ago at the President's Cup and last year at the Ryder Cup.
Okay. I'll go with you on that, but
he's matured as a player. Even though he's still in his 20s, he's matured as a player, and I think he's done some things to work on his game to make it that much better to where he excelled so much this year. I mean, the weakest part in his game is his putting. Period. But he was still in the top 60 on the PGA Tour this year in putting.
See, I think
compared to 120th last year.
I think that, yes, I'm not arguing with that point. But one of the things that Scotty talks a lot about is his routine.
Yep.
And a routine for a stroke play event is very different than a routine for a team match play event. So
you
I think
hit
that
the shot.
So yeah. What?
Still got to hit the shots.
You got to hit the shots, but do you hit the shots the same way if you're just a little outside of your rhythm or routine? I think that is the difference. So when you say he's matured, let's see what his score does after this. And I'm not saying he's not going to play well. I think he will. But my point is when you just line him up, man, anything can happen in match play. I'm giving the nod to Scotty over Hideki. Don't get me wrong. I'm giving the nod. But I'm just saying that may happen. When we come back, I want to line them up and just go down real quick. Let's just do a quick mock. We'll talk about some of the snubs, and then we got to hit the match as well. We went off on that in hour number one, but we'll do it again. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob, looking at this President's Cup matchup. All right, so we went Scotty and Hideki. You're going to give the nod to Scotty every time he's had the year. Yep. Xander and Sungjae Im. To me, it's Xander.
It's all the way, Xander.
Xander's on that same kind of plane as Scotty. He's just drafting him maybe a notch lower, right?
With an extra major on the year.
Oh, well, he does have that. Yeah, he's got that little card in his bag. All right, Colin Morikawa and Adam Scott.
I think consistently Colin has played much better throughout the year. Adam Scott, of course, has really had a resurgent recently and played well. He's the kind of elder statesman here, but I think Colin Morikawa gets the edge on Adam.
I disagree. I think Adam Scott will wins that match. So we're split on that one. Wyndham Clark against Tom Kim. Does Tom Kim become the guy he was at the last President's Cup is the question, right?
Well, and I think, you know, he's got one under his belt, and he's a guy that kind of stepped up for sure in that last one. But Tom Kim hasn't played well. He missed out on getting to the, the final 50 and the Tour Championship. He ended up 51st. Wyndham Clark has started to play better as of late and showed some improvement. So I would give the nod to Wyndham.
I disagree again. I think Tom Kim is going to prove to be the Ian Poulter of the international team, and he's going to rise up and fist pump and just celebrate his way all over those greens and inspire his team. So I got it 2-2. You got it 4-0 right now in this match.
Yeah, you know what would be cool is if they went straight chalk on the teams 1 through 12, especially the first six, 1 through 6, and just played singles matches that way and see how it all breaks out.
Patrick Cantlay against Jason Day.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a pick 'em for me.
All I can tell you is whoever's playing behind him is going to be in for a slow round.
Yep. Oh, Patrick Cantlay. Because Jason Day is not a slow player.
Well, I think doesn't he sometimes play slow?
No.
I know he's battled it. I thought he was kind of had some tendencies to play a little slow, no? A little deliberate. No,
Cantlay's the one. Cantlay's the one who's bogging everything down.
For sure. So, look, in that one, is Patrick Cantlay going to wear a hat? Is he going to be part of the team? I mean, what are we doing here, right? Are we going to...
He's getting paid.
I don't know. I think that's a pick 'em.
I'm going J-Day.
Okay. Well, I probably am too, which is worth, I got it 3-2. You got it 4-1 right now. So
4-1, yep.
And then Saeed Theegala, the rookie, taking on Ben On.
I like Theegala. I really like Theegala. I like his attitude. I like the way he plays. I like his excitement for the game. And, you know, he's just been out on tour, two or three years? And he has risen to the meritocracy of the PGA Tour. He has risen to the top, and that's why you see this team different, is because the meritocracy that has been since we started talking about LIV and everything, these guys are just moving up in and taking spots away.
Okay.
Do you like Theegala or Ben On?
I like Theegala a lot. I'm a kind of a Theegala fan, so I think I'll probably go there. All right, I've just got these listed out how they have them on the website, right? So we're going Sam Burns versus Corey Connors, which, by the way, whoever wins this match will win their first match.
Correct.
In a President's Cup, because Burns is 0-3-2 and Connors is 0-4.
How about Scotty, 0-3-1?
Well, because he was with Burns a lot.
Yeah,
so that's exactly. So who are you going with on this one? You going with the Canadian, the hometown guy, or are you going to go with Burns on this one?
Sam's played well as of late the last few weeks. But you know, you got the 13th man with the Canadians up there at Royal Montreal. For any of these Canadians, it's going to be hard for me to pick against them because simply they're going to be playing where they're playing.
I think Corey Connors has a lot to prove. He wants to back up the pick that Wiersey gave in there. He's 0-4 in the first one. So I like Connors to step off on that one.
I agree.
Bezaden Hoot taking on Tony Finau. Finau is 3-2-3. Bezaden Hoot is 1-0-1.
Okay. So
you know,
Tony's
both of us are
going to
go with Tony.
Yeah, we're going to both go with Tony. Tony's played a few more of them than Bezaden Hoot, and so I would take Tony.
Rookie matchups, Henley or Hughes, and Mackenzie Hughes is, of course, that Canadian up there in Canada.
I'm going Hughes.
I think Hanley might surprise people.
I think he will.
I think he's going to surprise people on this one. That guy's a quiet assassin. But for the sake of conversation, I'll go with the local guy. All right, Siwoo Kim taking on Keegan Bradley.
Bradley all the way. He's going to give him the stink eye.
It's going to be hard for Keegan not to just be so into this thing. This could be his last hurrah. Who knows?
Oh, he's going to be fired up. And coming off of this one, going into the President's Cup, the Ryder Cup.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. He wants to come out. He like, look, I'm the captain, but I'm also freaking slaughtering it in this team competition. So, all right, couple rookies in this one, in Brian Harman and Minwoo Lee.
Ooh. See, Brian Harman has the resume with the Open Championship under his belt, but like we've talked about, he hasn't played as well this year. Neither has Minwoo Lee. He really burst onto the scene last year and just kept racking up top tens and really good finishes. I don't know on this one. My tendency is to, I want to say U.S., but what I'm feeling is Minwoo Lee.
I think Minwoo on that one. And the last one is a 4-0-0 record of Max Homa against Taylor Pendrith, another Canadian who checks in at 0-4-0.
I'm going to say Homa.
So that's the final match coming down the stretch.
It's
Team
be
Canada.
Homa.
You're thinking Taylor. You're taking Homa over Taylor. Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right. For the sake of the conversation, I'm going with Taylor. Again, these Canadians, they have to justify, and they're going to have so much support. I think it's going to be deafening up there. So
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I think what my point is if you're listening to that conversation, I think it's more up in the air. It's more split than maybe President's Cups have been in the past. I think this is going to be a good one, and it's going to be a tough one for Team USA to win in what will be a hostile environment. And I can't wait, man. The Canadian hockey fans, Canadian golf fans are going to be out. It is going to be so much fun. A couple other news and notes. Jordan Spieth had wrist surgery. He's hoping 4 or 5 months. He's going to be feeling great and not having to worry about it. Something that it just always had to worry, and it would pop out. And supposedly the surgeon in his comments said that the surgeon was super optimistic about it.
Yep.
And Oberg also had knee surgery. So a couple of health reports there. Coming up next, it's America's favorite caddy. Stay tuned. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
I'm laughing. I mean, I've listened to that every week for like the last 20 years, but I'm just laughing at the baby. And when we did that, it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek sort of, you know, like that the women might be swooning over the caddies. Hey, I got 6 million reasons why they might be swooning over Teddy Scott right now. What do you say, caddy?
She is timeless and ageless is what I say. She always sounds like the day. She always sounds like the day I met her.
Oh, my.
That's perfect.
Awesome. I was telling Brian just a few minutes ago, who'd have thought when we played golf way back there in Pinehurst with Teddy that we were playing with the $6 million man?
Steve Austin, that's his new name.
Perfect. I mean, honestly,
Colonel
Teddy,
Scott.
You could say, you know, wow, what a gig. But, I mean, you've caddied for a long time. Did you think that caddying would get to this level, like earning potential?
Never dreamed that one. No. I will say this. I think Ted Scott is grossly underpaid.
Okay. Why?
Well, I don't know what he's getting paid. How can I make that statement? But he's I've said this many times. I think he's a real big part of Scotty's success.
Yeah.
More so than most caddies are a part of their player's success. My belief. Until it's proven different, I'm going to believe that.
Yeah. Well, and Scotty Scheffler has come out and said many, many times that Ted keeps him in the game, keeps his mind in the game, and knows what to say at the right time for him to allow him to reset and focus in on what he should be doing out on the golf course. And when you've got somebody like that, that can keep you kind of in track and kind of help you maneuver around the course and all that kind of thing. And all you need to do is consider what you need to do to hit the shot and what type of shot you're going to hit and height and trajectory and all that kind of thing. It's pretty cool to know that you can rely on somebody on your golf bag that does what Teddy does.
Yeah, he's kind of got the total package of skill sets. We know he's a great psychologist because he was with Bubba for 13 years or however long it was, and you have to know your psychology when you work for Bubba for that long. And we know he knows a lot about golf technically. I mean, if you watch Teddy swing a golf club, you'd think he's a tour player. He looks that good, and he's pretty good as a golfer, and great knowledge of how to play a golf course. He's really up on that course management stuff. And probably the most, you know, so technically really good picking clubs, and which are a big job. And but that big intangible of psychology, what to say. You said it perfectly, Bob. He knows what to say, when to say it, how to say it. That's a big deal. I think he's good at that too. So,
you said he was really up on his psychology because he had, you know, Bubba on the bag. He had Bubba's bag for 13 years. I think that probably, are you referring to the fact that he probably had to see a psychologist for 13 years just to get through those times? Or are you saying, is that where he learned it from, his own therapy?
I can't confirm or deny any of those allegations.
There
Senator.
It is. There it is. There it perfect.
Is. No, it's, he's got a good personality. There are selfish people in this world. There are selfish people in this world. There are negative people. There are positive people. We all know all the types. Ted is the kind of person who thinks about somebody else and not himself. So that's a really good, you're serving somebody and you're worried about them. And, that's what the job is. And so that's your natural personality. That's good. And he's easygoing. He's funny. He enjoys having fun and likes making stuff fun. That's why he's one of the best in the world at what he does. So,
We heard all during the year that Scotty gets off to a quick start and he can't win after June, and he's proven us wrong this year. And having two leads in the Tour Championship the last two seasons, coming into this season, he's leading again, and he was able to convert it and get it done by two shots over Colin Morikawa. Your thoughts about the Tour Championship, how the golf course played and kind of fared against these best players, top 30 players in the world?
The scores were lower than I thought they'd be for the first year at a course. The greens did have some firmness to them. They also held here and there at times. It was kind of looking at, balls weren't holding on two. So it was kind of a little bit of a mix on that. My guess is maybe the rough wasn't quite as keen. It's off the rough at East Lake's always been Bermuda U.S. Open type rough, just brutal. Maybe it wasn't as bad as it's been before, but it's kind of interesting that the scores were that low. Maybe it was set up a little bit kinder than riskier. I think Scotty, wasn't Scotty like 20 something under, and Morikawa was like 22 or 23 for the four rounds.
20 and 22. Like Yeah.
20 and 22.
Yep. Yeah. And that's plenty low. Now, granted, it's a par 71 instead of a 70. So if you whack four shots off that, more or less, or three, you have a little better comparison with previous scores. But I don't remember scores at East Lake being that low before. Any new course, it takes a little while to really be able to judge what it's like and all that. But I thought it worked pretty well on TV. I thought it was pretty exciting. Didn't see anything wrong with it that stands out. So,
yeah. Hey, Caddy. Oh, and speaking of Scotty Scheffler, and when you look at the year in review, you obviously go to Scotty, who won seven times, won the Masters, the Players, and a gold medal. I mean, just to highlight, along with the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup, but. What stands out to you as most impressive? Is it the fact that he won seven times and we just don't see guys winning seven or more times, going back to Tiger Woods in 2007, the last time somebody won that many times? Is it the scoring average, 68? What was it about Scotty's year in your mind that is most impressive?
I think obviously the performance of winning that many times was kind of unheard of outside of Tiger and Vijay.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I've been in the game. Those were the only two guys who did it to that degree. Especially on multiple years. Vijay did it on multiple years. Scotty's now done it on multiple years. Tiger did it on multiple years. Bill Rogers won, I think, six or seven one year, but that was one year. And so that's really something. But it just seems like Scotty turned into Tiger Woods all of a sudden. And coincidentally, not long after Teddy started caddying for him.
Yeah.
Meaning that it just, you kind of expect him to shoot 67 or 66 every time he tees it up. It's just, oh yeah, okay, he shot 66, whatever, ho-hum. It's just Scotty doing his Scotty thing. And it's just, yeah, I've said this, it's going to sound like a broken record. I didn't think that would happen again in professional golf, that someone could dominate the way Scotty's doing it this year and last year. I thought maybe we were a little too deep at the top and the bottom to have that happen anymore, but he's doing it. He does it for 8, 9, 10 more years, and I'll really think he's good.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Well, I mean, look, his 3-year total, 22, 23, 24, he's won 14 and change, 21 and change, and 29 and change. Talking millions of dollars in official money over the last 3 seasons. But of course, if you add in the official money and the bonus money this year, he's at a little over $62 million. So 64,289 in 3 years official, 62,228,357 in real hard cash this year. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I don't focus on the money like that because that doesn't tell me what that leaves me. That puts me in the live category. So I look at the wins and the finishes because then I can compare that to Tiger Woods. Then I can compare that to Jack Nicklaus, and I can compare that to Ben Hogan. So basically I just turned you off when you started throwing those numbers out. That's irrelevant as evaluating him as a golfer, period. Right? I mean, yep. Teddy Scott might have made more money this year than Jack Nicklaus did in his career. Yeah. Does that mean Teddy's a better golfer than Jack?
Yep.
I mean, Jack was pretty good, I thought.
It means he's a better caddy than Jack.
Well, Jack caddied for himself. I think he was pretty good caddy.
Yeah, he did. So, he just had somebody carry the bag, didn't he?
He had someone carry the bag and do a few other things, but basically Jack was his own caddy. So I'd say Jack arguably might be the best caddy in the world.
Yeah. Well, here you go.
Go ahead.
Give me the wins for the last 3 years.
Yeah, you were just talking about finishes. So Scotty this year played 19 events, 7 wins, 2 runner-up, 16 top 10s, 17 top 25s, and made every cut at 19. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you can now compare that across timelines and eras. That's a really high winning percentage. That's a crazy high winning percentage. So what's that, 30-some percent? And so 7 out of 19. That's like 35% or 30, what is that? 33%, something like that. No, higher than that. Anyway, forget the math. I'm driving. I can't focus on 2 things at the same time. Again, it just blows me away. And it's, you expect him to do good, and it's good, and does great, I should say. Anyway, I'm at a loss for. Ask me a question, I'll answer it.
There you go. All right, he's driving around. He's the caddy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Did you say, give me the wins from the last 3 years? Did you want to hear what the wins were? Or are you just saying, I'll just look at the wins over the money?
Yeah, so because 175 million, and Ben Hogan won 36,000. Well, he must be way better than Ben by a factor of 55. So how about we do wins, and then I can, you know, we can start thinking, how much did he win the last 3 years?
Okay.
13. Yeah. 2 majors.
Pretty darn good, too.
2 players.
And here's what I like to see, too, Caddy, is I like to see, look, he's won 2 Masters, as you just were saying there, Bob. He's won 2 players. He's won 2 Phoenix Opens. Like, that's the stuff Tiger did. He found his courses, and he was able to repeat it. Some people would say, oh, well, horses for courses. I'm not so sure. I mean, because if that was the case, then why wouldn't you see so many players winning the same event so many different times? That doesn't necessarily happen. There are certain players that tend to do well. Doesn't mean they're winning multiple times on those golf courses or those golf tournaments, right? But here's a scenario where we saw it in Tiger, and we're seeing it now in Scotty. And these guys can find a way to just make a living playing these certain events. But then he's clipping off new ones, even when they change East Lake. You know, he goes out first year, wins. So, yeah, it's impressive. You're right. The dubs is what it all comes down to for sure. Hey, before we run out of time, not that I don't want to keep talking about Scotty Scheffler, but you brought up Liv. Scotty and Rory are going to play a match against Brooks and Bryson. To me, there's a lot, and it's going to be sometime mid-December on TNT, and I suspect that a lot of people will tune in to watch this for a number of different reasons. That's what's going to be so intriguing about this. I think a lot of people will have different motivations for tuning in to watch the match. I want to get your thoughts, because when you start unpacking this, I think some people look at this and say, well, we're going to see who's better, the LIV or the PGA Tour, by who wins this match. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with that. We're going to see if the PGA Tour and the LIV can come together. I don't know that they can do that with this, but I do think there is something here saying the players want to play against these guys. They all want to be back together again, and maybe it's a little bit of a signal to the powers that be that, hey, why don't we put something together already? We've had a framework for a couple of years. Nothing's happened. Let's get the old gang back together again. What are your thoughts on this match, and do you read anything more into it?
So my first thought is it's going to be a little better than your usual, let's artificially bring four guys together and put down a how much money they're playing for that no one even cares about anyway. I think it's going to be better than that. It's going to be pretty cool. It's absolutely no barometer of LIV versus PGA Tour at all, because it's two guys against two guys. They're all really good. They're all great players, lots of majors. It doesn't, you know, you could play it one day and Scotty and Rory win, and then the next day and Brooks and Bryson win. And I mean, it doesn't mean anything. There's no bragging rights after this happens. People will make it out like there is, but that just means they don't know what they're doing. So if you want to do LIV versus the Tour, then have a President's Cup or a Ryder Cup match with 12 guys against 12 guys and watch the Tour absolutely annihilate the LIV, which they would do. Because you take the top 12 on the Tour against the top 12 on the LIV, it ain't going to be close ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just not. So maybe the top four or five, but that's, you know, forget the rest of it. So that's my feeling on that competition. But I think that would be a cool competition to do. I don't think you'll ever going to see it. But I think that would be the real thing everybody would want to watch. I'd kind of like to see Xander in there instead of Rory, because Xander's just playing better golf than Rory is. He's the number two dog on the Tour, almost the number one.
Yeah.
People were thinking he was number one a couple weeks ago, last I checked. So, I mean, I love watching Rory McIlroy play golf, but, you know, he's been a little stale lately compared to Xander, who's been super hot. So I kind of wish it had been those two, but I'll watch it. Usually when I turn on those kinds of things, I get bored with it pretty quickly and don't really watch it all the way through. So hopefully this one will be a little more fun for me to watch than what I'm used to.
Hey, Caddy, real quick, 39 events in this year's schedule on the PGA Tour. Maybe can you pick out a few that really kind of got your blood going, that got you excited, that were fun to watch?
So are we just excluding majors?
No.
Okay. Well, there's the four majors. That'll always be the top four for me. And then there's the players, which is a close fifth in there. It's the usual stuff. I enjoy a lot of the events. Wai'alae rolls around, the Sony, it's the start of the year, you're in Hawaii. You got the Kapalua, of course, preceding that, which is the year kickoff. But the reason I said Wai'alae is because it's the kickoff for everybody, whereas Kapalua is just a special. So then you head to the West Coast. I don't know. I kind of like almost all of it. There's different flavors at different times of the year. You roll around to Sedgefield, and maybe Sedgefield doesn't always have the greatest field, but it's guys fighting for their life there to get in for a championship or the playoffs. You go to some other events like Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico Open, opposite Bay Hill, and it's kind of cool to check that out because you got guys who just have their card trying to improve their position. Maybe you know who they are and you kind of root for them. So, you know, the casual sports fan probably isn't going to pay much attention to that, but the avid golf fan will. So, I don't know. It's like, I kind of like it all. I really think they hit on something with the signature events and the idea of having, it's very obvious that you want your top 30 guys, top 40 guys playing in as many events together as you can arrange. That's just a no-brainer. There's no question. And I'd like to see those with a 110-man field or more with a cut. That's what I'd like to see. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a cut at those events. The top guys are still going to all be making them. There are enough of them to make it fun to watch with a great leaderboard. It's rare that you look at Colonial Memorial with or Harbortown when it used to have a smaller field and didn't have a good leaderboard at the end of it. So, but they definitely have something going on with, that's the best idea ever. I think that I've seen the last few years is having the top guys all playing a bunch of events together guaranteed. I love that.
We definitely learned from Liv that splitting up the best players doesn't produce the best product. Hey, Caddy, thanks so much for taking some time. Really appreciate it. It's been a fun year, and wow, we got FedEx Fall. We're going to see you out of Black Desert here pretty soon, huh?
I was just thinking about Black Desert. I'm trying not to go too early. I want to go tomorrow, but I'm looking forward. It's a couple more weeks before I'm visiting, but I'm looking forward. I can't wait to get there.
Well,
it's a beautiful place. It's just so beautiful visually. It's unique, no doubt.
Well, we can't wait to see you. So safe travels, all the best, and thanks as always.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was very solemn. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, I know.
He's all business today. Yeah. That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks so much to the Caddy for joining us. Thanks to Mike Weir, who joined us in hour number one. If you missed that, go to our Twitter page, @RealGolf. We'll post that there or search for Real Golf Radio, where your favorite podcasts are found. For Dave Glauser, our producer, and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter @RealGolf. And join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.